Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening or watching. Thanks for making us part of your day. J-Mac, wild weekend, one of the best non-football season weekends of the year. A lot of the big names in the NBA. If the Nuggets beat the Lakers tonight, Steph's out, KD's out, LeBron's going to be out, Embiid's about to get vanquished and shoved out.
That's a big star.
All the big stars in the NBA, the old guys, the superstars, are getting bounced, and here are all the young kids taking over.
It's Jalen Brunson's time, baby. Anthony Edwards' time.
Yeah, it's a good time. Let's start with the NFL draft. So I'm not a big believer that you can forecast who had the best NFL draft. I don't know how a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounder is going to do, but I have felt through the years, I can be more accurate assessing who won the draft if I combine your free agent moves with your top two or maybe three picks. Then my accuracy on, you know, grading what you did, looking how you improved, much easier. And using that, the Chicago Bears, more than any NFL team, will simply look different. They upgraded personnel more than any NFL franchise, almost all of it on offense. One team, the Chicago Bears, between Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, Gerald Everett, Kalem Williams, Roma Dunze, that's a grown-up group. And because the division is now so stacked offensively, go look at Minnesota's offensive personnel, Green Bay's in Detroit. There's only one way to win in that division, and it's not defense. You're going to have to outscore people. Three offensive coaches, and the Bears have a defensive coach. So last season, the Chicago Bears were 27th in passing. They're not going to look anything like that this season. They were a terrible fourth quarter team. They could not play from behind. You have to be able to play from behind, especially in a division with three offensive coaches and stacked offensive rosters. The Bears couldn't last year. But now they have two legit receivers and now a rookie who could be a third. Two legit tight ends, NFL productive, a good running back, two legitimate tackles, and yes, a much better quarterback. It's not close. Kalem Williams is significantly more talented, more accurate than Justin Fields. So the first time I can ever remember the Bears having a top 7, 8, 9, 10 offensive personnel group. This is a real team, a real offense, and if you count free agency and your top couple of picks, no NFL team, and it's the right side of the ball, will look more different than the Chicago Bears. And the man, the architecture, Ryan Poles, GM of Chicago, talked about it.
I think we made huge strides forward. There's work to be done. But, you know, this is an impact draft for this organization for sure. Everything fell into place. I would have never guessed that it would have lined up the way that it did. So we're all excited. A lot of hard work went into it, and it paid off for sure. And now it's time to start a new chapter for this organization.
One of the best receiver groups in the league, one of the most talented quarterbacks, better than average tight end, a running back that can catch. Poles is a former offensive lineman. I like both their tackles. This is the way. This is the side of the ball. And no team upgraded more than the Chicago Bears if you count free agency and their top couple of picks. That I can guarantee. The other takeaway from the offseason, free agency and draft, is the opposite end of the spectrum, the Dallas Cowboys, who did not get any better in free agency. They had no money because they're overpaying Dak, and did not draft a running back, although they need two desperately, and they need another receiver or three, and they only got one in the sixth round. They will be more dependent on Dak Prescott than ever before. And there are basic lines that we know are true. If Dak doesn't get 100 yards run support, he's got a losing record. Dak has feasted on losing teams in the NFL. And with Philadelphia signing A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and acquiring Saquon Barkley and upgrading coordinators, you better be ready and you better have ammo. And Dallas signed Zeke, who is washed. We saw it in New England. So don't confuse tanking with strategy. Billionaires would rather have an average season but maintain leverage. I mean, Jerry's not going to Super Bowls in the last 25 years anyway. What he doesn't want to do, and the reality of how Jerry Jones has lived the last several years, is paying a B quarterback A-plus money. And he does not want to do that again. He would rather sacrifice this season. They'll be good. They won't be terrible. They got too many good players. It's the NFC. It's weak. Washington, New York still kind of rebuilding teams, right? But Jerry does not want to lose leverage again like he did last time on Dak and massively overpay for him. And the rumors and the numbers that Dak wants is $55 to $60 million a year. That's Mahomes' territory, and he's not close. So what did the Cowboys do? Didn't draft a young running back. Didn't really attack receiver. They rebuilt their offensive line for Dak, perhaps, or the next quarterback. I thought it was strategy. I'm not in a contract year going to let your numbers soar. Hey, Mahomes won a Super Bowl without a number one receiver. You've got a number one receiver. You have a more than capable head coach. He won a Super Bowl. You've got a good solid B, B minus, B plus tight end. But we're going to build the offensive line. That's how we got you to be 13-3 when you entered this league. I thought it was a strategy draft, and I don't disagree with it. But billionaires do not like losing leverage. They'll lose football games. They're okay losing football games. They don't like losing leverage. And Jerry wants leverage in negotiations. And my guess is when you take Dak's run game away, his numbers drop. And that's what Jerry... Now, you can win games, and they can win games with that new O-line and that defense, but it won't be a Dak-led team because we know the truth is when Dak has to be the centerpiece of the offense without a great run game, and Zeke's not the answer. Here is Jerry afterwards on their draft.
Relatively, we have given ourselves a chance to be better at the end of next year than we were at the end of this year. Because I'm figuring in now some young guys that last year didn't play as much as they're going to be playing this year and some of the positiveness there. We're in a situation where these young players, where they're first, second, third year guys, they've got to start carrying the mail for the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're not the Lions. You got whacked by the Packers in a playoff game. You're not the Rams anymore. You're not the Niners. Forget the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Jerry knows the truth here. This is going to be a completely Dak-led offense, and there'll be limitations in a contract year. All right, lot to talk about in the NBA. Joel Embiid, not happy that a lot of Knicks fans bought tickets and were at the Philadelphia game. I'd worry more about you than the fans, just me. But I've been told for years that Joel Embiid is a superstar. I've been assured he is MVP over Jokic, even though Jokic analytically is a much better player. But once again, I watch a series, and Embiid is not even the best player in the series. Jalen Brunson is. Last year, second round against Boston, he shot 28% in the deciding game. How about yesterday? How about this series? Do you know what he's shooting in the fourth quarter in this series against the Knicks? 17%. You keep telling me he's one thing, and I keep seeing he's another. And somebody said it on the internet, apologies for not noticing who, but he plays small. He's out there on the perimeter defensively. He's out there handling the ball and shooting. Zero factor in the fourth quarter. Not only is he shooting poorly in the fourth quarter, do you realize that he has only 2 rebounds in the series in the fourth quarter? He shrinks. That's why you pay a superstar. That's why you paid MJ or Magic or LeBron or Steph. It's not for the first 8 minutes. It's for the last 5. He's not scoring. He's not rebounding. And the Knicks are cleaning up on the offensive glass. Now, the Knicks are a very diligent, hardworking, aggressive team that rebounds offensively very well. But they're rebounding offensively even better against Embiid. That can't be the case. When you got a guy that's the MVP and year after year. And by the way, it's okay if you're kind of a big man's Kawhi, where you're a good basketball player, but you're not foundational. You're not a cornerstone guy. You're not gonna carry me through the playoffs. Your injuries, that's okay. But I've been sold that you are, and this series has created absolute, inarguable clarity. He's a really good basketball player, but he's way closer to Kawhi than he is to LeBron. And that's okay. And afterwards, what did he say? He was bummed out about Nick fans outnumbering Sixer fans. Here's Joel Embiid.
I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
By the way, maybe Nick fans only an hour and a half down the road went to the game because they've been hopeless for a decade and now they're hopeful, whereas Philadelphia with Embiid has always been hopeful, but this morning feels hopeless. So if you're selling me on one thing, okay, I'll listen to the sales job. But when I'm seeing something different than you're selling me, that's clarity. And we can just say, and it's fine, there's LeBron up here, there's quirky Kawhi down here, and Embiid's in the latter. That's the category he's in, which is fine. It's still a very good player in the NBA. I will say this about the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, there was arguments. Is he an A? Is he a 1? Very few times in NBA history has the small guy led a team to a championship. Isaiah Thomas, Steph Curry. Now, we don't know if Jalen's going to get you there, but there's no question watching this series who the soul of the series is, who the best player in the series is, who's the leader of the series, who's the heartbeat of the series. It's Jalen Brunson, not Embiid. Not just on the outcomes, but when you watch the game, the relentlessness of Brunson fits New York style, and Embiid plays small and Brunson plays big. That's how it comes across to me. J-Mac, what a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Jalen Brunson. Remember, he's everything Carmelo Anthony was supposed to be. Remember how Anthony, he was supposed to be the Knicks savior and the superstar? It's Jalen Brunson, Colin. And by the way, you know, we saw Kevin Durant get bounced last night. Kevin Durant would look like a real good number 2 to Jalen Brunson's number 1 in New York next year,
wouldn't
he? I
don't think that's crazy. I thought about that this morning. It's not crazy.
No, Kevin Durant likely will get traded this offseason.
Get a bucket from Durant.
Yeah.
I don't need him to be cornerstone Durant.
Yeah. But ain't going to be the leader in the huddle. We know that.
Well, he wasn't in Golden State, and that's him. The most success he's had.
It's crazy how the NBA works. Like, Durant isn't a 1. He couldn't win anywhere as a 1. OKC, Brooklyn, Phoenix. But as a 2, amazing, right?
That's for years I said Anthony Davis is the greatest 2 in league history. I'm not going to build around him, but he's a remarkable player. Anthony Davis is a remarkable player. Some guys don't have the personality, like Kawhi, Kevin Durant. Embiid. Nobody's disputing they're great. Brunson's got the game and the personality. and the emotional character wherewithal. That's a one. Yeah. Curry's a one. LeBron's a one. I think Luka's got a lot of one. Yeah. He can drive me crazy, but I think he's a one.
People are too fixated on height. Oh, you can't be a small guard. It's about what's in here, the heart. And Brunson has that like we've never seen.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Buffalo said Stephon Diggs, like ya, we're moving on. And the San Francisco 49ers also sent a message this weekend. They drafted two receivers. I watched them both play this year. Both are NFL players. Ricky Pearsall in the first round, Jacob Cowing, later rounds from Arizona, one of the Pac-12's better players. San Francisco sent a message to Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. You guys are really good and we really like you, but you're not the reason we're winning. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's Christian McCaffrey. It's Trent Williams. It's the defense. It's the physicality of the franchise, play design, and play calling. No Kyle Shanahan offense is going to be led and dependent on a moody wide receiver. So especially in 2024, to give you some sense of how much over the last half decade wide receivers has grown in talent and abundance, 10 of the first 37 picks in this draft, 10 of 37, were wide receivers. The well-run Eagles backed up the Brinks truck to not just Devontae Smith, but A.J. Brown. Teams are signing two receivers to huge deals. So teams are not going to be trapped or beholden to receivers that go on Instagram. This is not the NBA. They're not going to do that. There are positions that are really valuable, and there's a scarcity of talent. You know, there are those positions in the NFL, like you still need running backs, and generally there's not a ton of them. But if you go to last year's draft, fifth round Puka Nacua for the Rams, third round Tank Dell for Houston, both became stars. The top 10 wide receivers last year in the NFL in terms of yards, half of them, 5 of 10, were still on their rookie contract. So racing to your Instagram, going out and publicly shaming a team or being difficult, they will move off you. Now, this was a great left tackle draft. Generally, there are a premium on left tackles because there's about 1 to 2 great ones a draft. This year, there may have been 7 to 8. Quarterbacks, on average, we get 1 to 2 great ones a year. This was a big quarterback year. But I thought the San Francisco 49ers, just send a message. We're not going to be beholden to wide receivers. This is a Shanahan team. It's a Trent Williams team. It's a Christian McCaffrey team, a George Kittle team. That does not mean Ayuk isn't talented. It's not that Deebo Samuel's not valuable. That's not what they're saying. But what they're saying is there's an abundance at this position. Our DNA at our core is Kyle Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey. And they went and got two wide receivers. Here's J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, let's start with the Lakers. Big game 5 tonight in Denver. How about that game 4 win Saturday night? I know you were locked in. Impressive stuff for Darvin Ham, LeBron James, everybody. And game 5 in Denver tonight, LeBron is making sure his team takes it one game at a time.
The only opportunity for us is just to play the next game, and we've given ourselves another life. We give ourselves another lifeline, and it's a one-game series for us. Monday's game, I believe it's Monday? Yeah, Monday's game is the most important game of the season for us. And we understand that, and we know that. So, what's at stake? If you lose, you're done. If you win, you keep going.
Yeah. Well, Jamal Murray, is he a game-time decision tonight?
He is questionable with a calf strain. It looked like it was giving him problems at the end of Game 3. He's not had a great series. I mean, obviously, he had a game-winning shot at the buzzer, so you can't rip the guy. But, Colin, I think the craziest stat of the playoffs so far, through 4 games in the series, the Lakers have led for 136 of 192 minutes.
Yeah.
If this were boxing, it's not. And we're grading rounds, quarters, the Lakers are winning the series. They have been the better team. I know people don't want to hear that, but they have been.
We've said this going into the series, that they match up with them very well. They don't have the closers. Porter can hit a shot. Murray can hit a shot. Jokic can hit a shot. LeBron at the end of these games and AD sometimes look gassed because D'Lo doesn't show up or Rui doesn't show up. Playoff series, when you have two evenly matched teams, come down to the final 6 minutes. Denver's the much better final 6 minutes team. But they do match up. I mean, the Lakers are one of the few teams, Minnesota's another, that can go toe-to-toe with Denver in terms of size and length. There's only a few teams in the league that can do it. Boston, I think, probably can. Milwaukee could. Lakers could. Minnesota could. But they're a big team that's a hard matchup. But L.A. matches up very well for most of the game.
In a season where we've seen more 20- and 30-point comebacks than ever before in NBA history, why can't we see a comeback from down 3-0? Listen, this Denver team does not have a bench. They don't have a bench at all. Their bench has given them nothing in this series.
You think the Lakers have a great bench?
I don't think it's over. Torian Prince played it basically the entire fourth quarter over Rui Hachimura. Hachimura was basically benched
in
game 4.
That series is over tonight.
Probably. That's what the gambling line says. I think Nuggets are 4.
Yeah, I take the Nuggets.
Feels light. You take the Nuggets?
I would take the Nuggets to win and cover. Yeah.
I haven't really touched this series. I'm just sorry. My eyes are telling me that the Lakers are not done. Again, you can't say they're going to win 4 in a row.
By the way, a lot of teams lead the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowls. They keep winning them.
Yeah, no, just certainly. The Lakers have a massive uphill climb.
Yeah. Niners. It's funny how this works with Kansas City. They trail all the time. They get outplayed all the time. When it's over, they always win.
For the sake of the show, what do you want to happen? Let me reframe it.
What do I want to happen?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fascinating. If LeBron gets knocked out, Curry's out, KD's out, this is officially the changing of the guard. You watch OKC in Minnesota, and you watch Indiana, this is the season. You're watching an NBA pivot. Dame's going to be out. Older guys. Steph's out. LeBron's out. KD's out.
I said for the sake of the show, you want LeBron in the playoffs as long as possible. You know that. You're not leading the show with OKC, Colin. You're not doing that. You're not leading the show with the Cleveland Cavs. You're just not doing
that. OKC. I'm going to lead my show with OKC plenty of times over the next decade.
Next decade?
I think their runway is long. Those guys are better than I thought. Quick, we knew they were good. We all knew OKC was talented. They're better faster than we thought.
I'll give you Anthony Edwards because he's got some Jordan vibes going on, but I will not give you OKC. You're not leading the show with SGA and Chet Holmgren. I'm sorry, not happening. Next up, Dallas Mavericks, Colin. They killed me yesterday, man. Down 31. Basically, Kawhi, he's not going to play. Mavs thought it was a wrap. They didn't show up. They were down 31 points, yet they came back to take a lead with 3 minutes left.
It was one of the craziest fourth quarters ever.
I mean, that game.
It was wild.
Unbelievable. Now, an underplayed angle is Luka Doncic is injured, okay? He is dealing with a right knee injury. He got cooked on the perimeter. Remember, he was so good defensively in game two.
Yeah, but
and then something happened in game three.
Isn't it interesting that Luka, who's number one in the NBA in usage rate, is breaking down in the playoffs?
I mean,
if you go to the history of usage rate for years and years, Harden would get to the second round of the playoffs, late first round. He ran out of gas. Luka, number one in the NBA, usage rate is breaking down. Like, it's a real thing here. This is what the late Kobe Bryant used to tell them when they asked. Like, you can't win titles dominating the ball. You're a human being. You'll run out of gas. So Luka's breaking down.
Can a 25-year-old break down?
Yes. Yes. I mean, do you understand how long and hard the NBA is? You can play 100 games against the world's best athletes. I don't care how old you are. LeBron figured this out early. If you have teammates, let them eat. Battier, Ray Allen.
Now Tim Hardaway's out, injured. He's one of their top 6-7 players. Anyways, Luka is not having a great series. 38% shooting, 26% from three. Yeah. He talked about how he's letting down Kyrie Irving.
I just got to help him more. I feel like I'm letting him down, so I gotta be there. I got to help him more. He's given everything that he has, and he's been amazing for us the whole series. I got to take advantage of that, and it just makes my life easier that he's on the court.
Well, yeah, also, Kyrie, you know who guards Kyrie? Be it a Westbrook or a Harden or poor defenders, who's guarding Luka? The Clippers have excellent wing defenders. Yeah. They're not great in the backcourt defending. So, I mean, there's a reason Kyrie's having the series he's having, and Luka's didn't forget how to shoot a basketball. The Clippers have wing defenders in length, and they're a hard matchup for Luka.
Yeah. I mean, Kyrie Irving, let's be real. I know you and I aren't huge fans. I'm not a huge fan.
I think he's an amazing player.
Oh,
amazing.
He's been the best player in the series. Harden's been great. Kyrie's been.
By the way, we've said this before. For whatever reason, there was this narrative, playoff Paul. Playoff P, Paul George. Like, he wasn't a good playoff. But if you go look at Paul George regular season numbers and playoff numbers, they're very similar. So he was great yesterday.
He had a big three.
Yeah. I mean, people for years banged on him because he couldn't beat the Heatles. He had Roy Hibbert.
He was by himself.
It was he, George Hill, and Roy Hibbert. And you're like, why can't he beat the Heatles? And it's like, yeah, I mean, when you ask a player in the NBA to carry a series, they're not going to do it. So it's like Paul George is one of my favorite players in the league. And it's like now he's got help. He's fresh in the fourth quarter, and he hit big shots yesterday.
Yeah, it's just tough for me to watch a guy like Jalen Brunson absolutely dominate, totally dominate a Sixers team by himself largely. I mean, Josh Hart was 0 for 7. And we can't see other guys do the same thing. I think the system has a lot to do with it. And for whatever reason, like, Luka's struggling in this playoff system, this series. He's been great against the Clippers.
It's a tough matchup because of the personnel by the Clippers. They have it's a very deep roster with a lot of good athletes that have length.
I still have Mavs in the series. Who you got?
I would say the Clippers. I feel the Mavs are lopsided because they have two great scorers, and then there's a major drop-off to, like, P.J. Washington. Whereas I feel the Clippers on any night, Harden could go big, Kawhi could go big, Paul George, Westbrook off the bench could give you 20.
Norman Powell is
Norman,
a really
well, he's been good for years. Yeah, Norman's a good player.
Final story is the Vikings. They got their quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, introduced him to the team and the media, and he's getting ready to know his teammates now. McCarthy said Justin Jefferson reached out to give him some advice on coming into the league and said he's really excited to get a connection going with J.J. Interesting talk from McCarthy and the chatter. Like, Justin Jefferson reaching out to him if he's going to be the backup? I'm telling you, I think he's starting week one. You got Sam Darnold as your guy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that was obvious about this draft is that it was Michael Penix, not J.J. McCarthy, that four teams wanted to move up from. Minnesota needed a quarterback, and yet they moved up one spot. Three teams, four if you count Atlanta, would have drafted Michael Penix in the top 10. So all that chatter, it's a learning moment. All the chatter about Penix falling to the second was all subterfuge. That was all a smokescreen so that people, right? Because the media just, you give them a little bone and they just chew that thing forever. So what we found is, as Jim Harbaugh tried to build up all this momentum and urgency for J.J. McCarthy, the league didn't listen. Everybody looked at tape and went, he's a game manager who could develop into something. Whereas the league looked at Penix and went, bro, that's a starting quarterback in the NFL very quickly. So what did we learn about the draft? All that J.J. McCarthy is the third best quarterback, maybe second, nonsense. That's not what the draft showed you. It showed you that multiple teams love Penix, but they sent messages out that he wasn't ready for the NFL. Four teams wanted him in the top 10.
I need to call a 20-second timeout. Do we remember who those four teams were? Because not all teams are created equal, Colin. You know this. I'm going to go ahead and say if Kevin O'Connell, who you call what, the tall McVay, if he identifies McCarthy as the guy I want, and I'm willing to wait for him, I'm not moving up for any of these other guys. I trust his word more than, sorry, Raiders fans. Who were the other teams? Falcons? What do those guys know? What have they ever done? What do they
Saints?
Want?
Saints? Seahawks?
The coach is terrible. What are you talking about? You bag on Dennis Allen all the time.
Well, Minnesota's not exactly dominated this division.
Yeah, but Kevin O'Connell, though, is the guy
again,
we trust.
Even Kevin O'Connell, if he truly loved J.J. McCarthy, would have moved up more than a spot and given up a mid-rounder. McCarthy knew, Kevin O'Connell knew the truth. They're all watching the same film. If he, his whole thing was, McCarthy can work. If you look at the way the Vikings are built, they're built for the quarterback to come in and sit. That's what they're built for. And McCarthy's a guy that I think Kevin O'Connell looks at and thinks, he needs to sit. He needs to sit for a year. Everybody I trust in this business says Drake May and J.J. McCarthy are not ready week one to play. Bo Nix, Penix, all their college starts. Jaden Daniels, Caleb are ready to play. Bo Nix may have a lower ceiling. He's ready to play. J.J. and Drake May need a year of refinement. That's what I hear from all my guys.
That's possible. Now, if J.J. starts and gets Justin Jefferson, that's like Burrow getting Chase. And if Drake May ends up getting Brandon Ayuk in New England, that's a superstar. I mean, he was an all-pro receiver. Like, that changes the equation pretty dramatically.
I think J.J. McCarthy is going to succeed because of where he landed more than he's just an uber talent.
Yeah, now McCarthy goes to the Raiders.
It's not
going to
work.
Right.
Yeah. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right, New England Patriots post Belichick. I loved what they did, and it's the opposite of what Bill's been doing in recent years. Plus, Colin right, Colin wrong. Good one, long one, top of the hour.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Tonight on FS1, it's an AL Central showdown in Chicago as the Twins take on the White Sox. It all begins at 7 Eastern on FS1.
So again, very difficult to judge the draft because I watched most of the guys drafted round 1, 2, 3. I got a sense of who they are. Free agents, we know who they are. But I did like what New England did. Just sort of theoretically. So Bill Belichick, I know everybody loves him, was allergic to offense. He's got great stories. That's awesome. He's the best defensive coach ever. That's also great. He doesn't know what he's doing offensively with personnel. The last 8 drafts will tell you this. So Jerod Mayo, one of his better players, comes in. He's the new coach. 7 of 8 picks, offense. The first 5 picks, offense. I've watched most of these guys play. It's the anti-Belichick draft. So last year, Bill Belichick, even with the slowest, least dynamic receiving core, tight end core in the league, that's not disputable, started the draft with a corner, a defensive tackle, and a linebacker, later drafted multiple guards and a kicker. They did nothing to help Mac Jones. Jerod Mayo comes in, offense, 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 offense with Elliott Wolf. So the Houston Texans, for the record, their general manager worked under Belichick for years. How is it that the Houston Texans over the last 2 years have been so good in personnel, drafting and free agency, with the same guy in New England, and they butchered it? Because Belichick had his thumb on Nick Caserio. The young man goes to Houston. Houston now is one of the models of personnel of the last 2 drafts and the last 2 free agency periods. So I don't know how good Drake May is going to be, but they're setting him up to succeed. And, the other thing is, if you look at Mac Jones, and I think we all admit now, he was a Pro Bowl his first year, but there was a ceiling with Mac Jones. And Drake May is a bigger, stronger guy with better mobility. He's a better athlete. He is. But they didn't do anything to help Mac Jones. They overpaid for possession receivers and overpaid for mediocre tight ends. I mean, they brought in Zeke, who was washed at running back. They did nothing to help him. They made the offensive coordinator Matt Patricia. So I don't think Mac Jones was ever going to be Patrick Mahomes, but you got to help these young guys out. And whether or not Drake May makes it, I don't know. But this draft was built to help the young guy. Speed, receivers, linemen, built to help the young guy. I mean, Belichick let Jacoby Myers go, who was universally thought of as their most talented receiver and their hardest working. They let him go. They let Joe Tooney go, the best interior offensive lineman New England's had in a decade. So I don't know if Jerod Mayo is going to make it. I don't know if Drake May is going to make it. But they're giving the kid a shot. Belichick did nothing to help Mac Jones. Probably the only thing he did I liked, he moved off Cam Newton. Remember the second year in camp? He's like, we're going to go with Mac Jones. That's what you do. But after that, it was almost like Mac Jones was working against the franchise, and here's the new Patriots coach.
Now we go into the draft with the needs. Obviously, we had a lot of needs on the offensive side of the ball, and I think Elliott and Groh and Alonzo and all those guys did a great job. Our scouting department collaborating with our coaches did a good job really targeting people, really on both sides of the ball. But we know that to win games in this league, you have to have a productive offense. So that was the focus going in.
So we know in the last 20 years, we know this. We have all the data on it. Last 20 years, first-round quarterbacks are a 50-50 proposition. But if you go back and look at the ones that have succeeded, almost without exception, though there are some exceptions, they've gone to the better organizations. Baltimore, Kansas City, the Rams. That's the guys that have succeeded. Then there are the players like Trevor Lawrence, who doesn't go to an elite organization, or Justin Herbert, and they're so good they can get into the playoffs. But there's almost no chance for a B prospect to flourish when you don't give them help. I mean, J.J. McCarthy, in my opinion, and in the opinion of the NFL GMs, Drake May is more talented than J.J. McCarthy, right? But J.J. McCarthy has a much greater opportunity to flourish in Minnesota than Drake May does in New England. I did like this draft, though. It's the anti-Belichick draft. It was receivers, skill people, offense. I mean, last year they go corner, linebacker, and defensive tackle, kicker, and two guards. When all they had is possession receivers. You're not giving Mac Jones a fighting chance. Speaking of a fighting chance, the Suns didn't have one. Now, this is very typical of the NBA. The players are leaking stuff for Phoenix today, blaming Frank Vogel for the loss. It's so NBA. It hurts. But I was thinking about this morning as Phoenix got swept by the T-Wolves. And it's weird because Phoenix faced the T-Wolves in the regular season, I think, three times, beat them all three times by double digits. But we know the regular season and the postseason, NBA is a different sport. But, you know, take LeBron James out of it. When's the last time a super team worked? It is really difficult to microwave success in the NBA. The top three seeds in the West, Denver, OKC, and Minnesota, they put them in the oven. They baked for years. They didn't microwave them. In the East, the Celtics, Tatum and Jaylen Brown, that's their core. They've added pieces. They've subtracted pieces. That's their core. The Suns are a great message to other owners and GMs. Baking in the oven beats the microwave. The basketball culture in America, as we've noted several times, AAU basketball has gone south. That's why the best players are now Europeans. Everybody wants to get their bag. This guy gets a bucket. You know, the Suns losing is great for all of us that think AAU basketball is hurting the sport. The Suns losing is a win for roster construction, patience, chemistry, the oven over the microwave. But for the record, that was the old NBA, which so many people loved. First round of these playoffs, down 11% from last year. And the numbers have been going down for several years. Trying to microwave stuff, stars on top of stars. I didn't think Phoenix was going to win the West. I didn't think Phoenix was going to win the title. But I thought they'd be super viable and fun and exciting. And this team looked like KD in Brooklyn. It was a lot of talent, but they didn't play together that much. They were streaky good for a week to 10 days. Then they wouldn't be available. So I think it's a great example. It's a referendum on KD to a large degree as well. But I think it's a bigger referendum, and it's a message. It's a cautionary tale that just microwaving in this league. Take LeBron out. LeBron's an all-timer. LeBron's different. Take him out. You'd have to go back to like the Celtics with KG and Ray Allen, where you can kind of microwave it and win. And they got one title. They were great, but they got one. By and large, slow, patient, draft, develop, stick with your coach. Don't let you bring these stars in. Look at what they're doing to Vogel. They already want Vogel out. That's not the answer. That's not the answer with the Suns. Here's Booker after.
Roster-wise, you know, everybody talks about the firepower, but, you know, you look around the league, it comes down to the details. I don't want to keep saying that, but it's a super important thing. You can't just go out there and think you're going to win off talent. You know, the game is more complicated than that.
Yeah, it really is. But you start looking at the NBA now, and I'm not knocking it, but it is the reality. I think this is why the NBA is going to Amazon for their new package. They want to go get streaming money because they know they've got issues right now with their product, which is leaning heavily toward European players, which I love. I love their game. I love seven-footers that can shoot threes. I love the passing of Jokic. I love the international players, SGA, Canada, Luka, whatever it is. I love the players. But NBA is saying, we're going to take the Amazon money. Basically, we're going to take the money. Because right now, if you start looking at it, Steph, LeBron, KD, Embiid's going to be toast. Dame's going to be out of it. It's a lot of OKC in Minnesota. Now, Ant Edwards is fun, but it's Minnesota. It's not a basketball hotbed. If you walked up to the average person in America on the street and said, hey, you want to talk about Ant Edwards and SGA and Chet Holmgren? They don't know who they are. We're sports people. Giannis, Lillard are probably out as well. Mm. So listen, I like the way Denver plays. I think I predicted Denver, Boston in the finals. I will say this. I think Denver and Boston are getting to the championship. Minnesota matches up with Denver. They really do. They match up with Denver. So that series, I don't know. I don't think OKC does. No. I think Minnesota, though, matches up with the Nuggets, and they could chip away at them as Boston flies through, comes out well-rested in the East.
So to your point on microwaving a title, I went back and looked at the Suns roster. Remember, the Suns went to the finals against Giannis and the Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, Devin Booker, homegrown talent. They drafted him. Mikal Bridges, homegrown talent, drafted. DeAndre Ayton, homegrown, drafted. Cameron Johnson, also drafted by the Suns. They just added Chris Paul, and he took them to the next level. You do need homegrown, but no, it's just like with the stocks, Colin. Nobody wants to buy and hold stocks. They want a day trade.
But
they want the stuff that's going to go to the moon.
Like Boston,
they want Bitcoin.
Boston's done it right. They've kept their core guys, and they had Marcus Smart as a core guy, and then they basically went and got a better version of Marcus Smart, Drew Holiday. But he was the same kind of player, defense first, offense second.
Less
I think he's a better offensive
Less
player.
Less of a chucker.
A little bit, yeah. But basically the core of Boston, and then, you know, they've kept Horford, but they poor Porzingis they bring in. But the core, the essence of what the Celtics are, they have draft picks, they have two great all-star players. That's Denver, Oklahoma, Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's, they brought in Mike Conley, right? What's funny about Minnesota is the league was talking about small ball. They went twin towers.
Yeah.
They went huge size. You look at it now and you're like, Phoenix did not match up. I mean, Dallas and the Clippers, there are moments you like both teams. There wasn't 5 minutes in the Suns-T-Wolves series, and I watched three of the four games completely. There wasn't 5 minutes of the series I thought Phoenix matched up with them at all
and
from the very beginning.
The problem is, in regular season, Suns beat them 3 times, 3-0.
By 10 points or more.
Each time. So it just shows the regular season. File this away, because I had the Suns winning the series. I don't know, man. Minnesota, you're right, is a good matchup for Denver. They got McDaniels on the wing. They got Rudy Gobert.
Huge size.
I do think if you look salary cap, some of the capologists have looked at it. The T-Wolves owner, who's notoriously frugal, does not like to go into the tax. They will be massively into the tax after this season. So there's a chance, like, this is their chance, and they'll probably try to unload Karl-Anthony Towns after this.
But I'll tell you, Karl-Anthony Towns has done himself favors.
I mean, he's a clear number two.
He's a hard matchup.
Yeah.
When he's not in foul trouble, he's a handful.
Yeah.
There's a little Rasheed Wallace where you're like,
oh, that's good.
It's just like, yeah, he's going to get his points. He's just a hard guy to match up against. All right, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, top of hour number two, next.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.